the Colossians 3:16 says, let the words of Christ dwell in you richly. Teaching. Notice what it says. Let it dwell in you teaching, admonishing one another in psalms and hymns. What are you doing? Getting your spirit educated, getting yourself full of God. So when this shows up, you don't change because you know the truth. Circumstances lying, they are subject to change, but the word of God never, never, listen to what come out of my mouth. It'll never change. So you hold fast against your feeling, against your mama, against your daughter, against your brother, against your sister, your daddy, against who, your preacher, against whoever. You hold fast to the word. Because you have the ability to speak like God. God is your father. Jesus is your savior, your elder brother, and he is Lord. And so you have the ability to say, and it will come to pass, because he said it like this, if you shall do it, whosoever shall say, unto this mountain, be thou removed, be cast into the sea, shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he, she, they will have whatsoever he, she, or they say. And because you get this truth, you are not fearful in life, you're fearless. You are confident. And you're fully persuaded. You are assured. Convinced. Won't be chained, won't sway. Fear won't have no place because you're full of faith. Operating in the grace. What you mean? God's ability. Do you think God's ability is inferior to Satan? No, no, no. You build that inside of you. Daily, that's what you do. This is the new lifestyle that you have now. This is who you are. And you begin to walk in the light of that. You confess that, hold fast to it. And the word of God, like I said, I'm going to read a few scriptures here in a minute that it's in line with that. And so you keep saying, confessing, feeding, meditating. And when these opposition come and these things come against you, you hold fast to saying it. And then it brings forth what your eyes don't see and what your eyes don't see and what is not present at the time, but it's still real in the realm of the spirit. And because you have faith, you know how to make it manifest where you can see it. Where you can have it, where you can become a partaker of it in this natural realm. At one time, many years ago, there was no building here. But because we took some action, hello? All was out here was stumps and bushes and so forth. But you're sitting in a building with lights in it, heat and air. Because somebody took some action. Yes, in the realm of the spirit, everything you need, want, desire is there. You need to know how to make the transaction. You need to know how to manifest it. And then with your confession. That's God knew there was light in all. Are y'all hearing me? Amen. That all the darkness, the Bible tells us, darkness was everywhere. In the midst of darkness, God said, Let there be light. Because the light was in God. Now you are in God. You are spirit of God. You are a part of God. And you are a spirit that can speak like God. That's the way I want to say that. And so now you can bring forth like God. God brought forth what he wanted. Now he has given you the ability and given you life. And all this life is in God, in the word. Now you can manifest in your life. Prosperity, yes, health, eternal life, blessing. Everything you need. So listen to this. Look. With me to Colossians 1:12. Colossians 1:12. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
How we doing? Giving thanks. Doing what? Giving thanks unto the Father. Are you hearing me now? Giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us what? Meet. Made us what? Made us meet. Let's change that word. Just bring another word. I think it'll make it a little clear. Made us able. Made us able. To do what? To do what? To be partakers of the inheritance. See, you have an inheritance. So once you got born again, everything in heaven you inherited. And what did the scripture say? Every good gift, every perfect gift is from above.
Yes, sir.
And he made you partakers of the inheritance. With who? Of the saints in light. Move on. In light. Okay. Go to the next verse. He made you partakers of the saints in light. Who has what? Delivered us from the power of darkness, from the control, from the dominion of darkness, and has translated us where? Into the kingdom of his dear son. Has translated us into the kingdom of his dear son. So when Satan starts trying to tell you, you hold fast, I've been delivered from you. And I've been translated into the kingdom of God.